call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
You're listening to Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. Broadcasting from out of Plaza 21 on Back Street in beautiful St. Martin, this radio show is heard every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on 102.7 FM and online as pjd2radioxxm.com. If you've missed an episode of Love and Inspiration, you can always listen to a rebroadcast of the show from the week before every Sunday on voiceofthecaribbean.net, and that is at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time and on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. If you do want to listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration, check out Bashani Radio. That's BashaniRadio.com, and you can download the Bashani Radio app and listen to a new episode every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And of course, if you do want to listen to Love and Inspiration on demand, all you've got to do is go on to the Bashani Radio app and listen to your heart's content to all the Love and Inspirations on there and other really great radio content. Today, of course, is going to be another fantastic interview, and I'm pretty sure you're sitting at the edge of your seat and saying, Roy Cotton Jr., who are you going to be speaking with? You are definitely going to hear such, and you're going to stick and stay with me because this is going to be so exceptional and phenomenal. Keep it locked in as we go straight into this powerful interview right now.
You are tuned in to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr., and as you've heard my voice, you're wondering, but I thought this was Roy Cotton Jr.'s show. Yes, it is, and his special guest on the show today is none other than Roy Cotton Jr. himself. So Roy Cotton Jr. was born on the Caribbean island of St. Martin, and he's an empathic and resilient visionary, interpersonal and professional development coach, youth specialist, motivational speaker, radio show host, and transformation specialist who's genuinely interested in empowering others. Consequently, he hosts the successful radio show Love and Inspiration that you're listening to now with a listenership of over 2.2 million worldwide. Roy is a visionary of the recently launched 2020 Love and Inspiration Wall Calendar, created to spread love and inspiration into your home, business, or organization. He successfully works with his wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, as a co-therapist in premarital and marriage therapy sessions. He also provides health coaching as a lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. Roy is truly a man of God with a mission in life to uplift humanity. Roy is a proud graduate of the prestigious Global Accelerated Business School for Entrepreneurs. He's a co-author of Redesign Your 9-to-5, a book to be launched this summer by BMC Talks Press. Redesign Your 9-to-5 includes chapters from go-getter entrepreneurs and business owners who provide ambitious stories of why they launched their businesses and provide sound advice to aspiring entrepreneurs. So this is Love and Inspiration, and I am Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, and I have the privilege and delight to conduct this interview with Roy Cotton Jr. Welcome to your show, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr.
Thank you very much for, of course, introducing me there and welcoming you to my own show. I'm looking forward to today having a wonderful conversation with you. So let's have that wonderful conversation on Love and Inspiration.
Interestingly enough, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., this is the second time I'll be interviewing you on your own show. And since that time, it seems as if your numbers for your show have multiplied exponentially. I mean, I think at that time you had about 1.8 or 1.7 million listeners, and now I'm seeing and I'm hearing that you have over 2.2 million listeners, and these are quality listeners worldwide as far as Dubai, the United States, and you are a young man from St. Martin, a small 37 square mile island. Could you tell us some more about how you feel about this great accomplishment, and why do you think people are tuned into Love and Inspiration the way they are at this time?
I feel absolutely elated and am very thankful to God for the opportunity because it all started with Him. And that goes again back to when this show was established in 2007 when I was a student in England, and fast track to today, 2020. I give all the praise and honor to God because, you know, just being obedient to His voice and just listening to that name that came into my spirit and just knowing what the show is all about, and that's transforming lives one heart at a time, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives. That is what really, really I am so thankful for, and especially for the fact that of the many committed listeners who turn up every Sunday for the live broadcast from 3 to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time to just tune in, to be empowered, to feel renewed in their spirit, and to listen to great music to take them into a brand new week. So I believe that that has a very important role to play, and my commitment being dedicated, as I've mentioned before, the success or the secret sauce or the ingredients to success is about commitment, dedication, and just showing up and knowing that what you are offering is adding value to someone's life. And that's what it's all about. And I can definitely tell by the fact that in the December over into January, 1.8 million listeners, and today being at 2.2 million listeners, that really says a lot that persons are getting so much out of Love and Inspiration that those are that is the reason for the increase in the listenership. And I want to take this opportunity to thank each and everyone under the sound of my voice right now to say thank you so much for really trusting me to come into your life, into your private space every Sunday live here from St. Martin, and during the rebroadcast on Voice of Caribbean that is out of St. Kitts, and on Bashani Radio out of New York, syndicated to all the major cities in the US and as far as Dubai. I want to thank you so much. I'm grateful and humble because of you. You are the one that makes this show.
Indeed, indeed. Love and Inspiration. You know, I can't help but think of the song, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." And that is what you are offering through Love and Inspiration. And I am wondering to myself, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., if the success of the numbers of your show is a reflection of the fact that our world is so filled with hate at the moment, so much confusion and, you know, chaos and racism and you name it. And so the other side, you know, people are hungering and clamoring for that. Could you share something about your thoughts around that and that being part of the reason why people are gravitating towards your show?
Absolutely. A very, very, very good point and a very relevant question. The truth is definitely, unfortunately, our world as it is, and we experienced that today and over the past few weeks and months, is unfortunately filled with such hate, jealousy, envy, and all of those things that you've mentioned. And one of the things that we've got to remember, that the human self was created in the image of God. And if we're created in the image of God, God breatheth in us goodness. Because if we're created in the image of Him, He is a good God, He is a just God, and He loves. So with all those elements in us created in His image, that is exactly what we have in us. But because of our nature that we've been born in, and because I'm a believer, our sinful nature, this is where, of course, our hearts is overridden, and we are influenced by the enemy of our souls that puts us in a position to do what we do in the way we act and how we treat people. However, once you make the conscious decision to follow and realign yourself in relationship with Christ, God, then that's where you go back to the original state of what He created you to be, whether you're a man or woman listening to the show right now, or a boy or girl, that then you are demonstrating exactly what that is that you need to demonstrate. And that is love, that is understanding, that is patience, that is all the fruits of the Spirit. And as you can imagine, Dr. Nicole, that the fact is we can never get enough of love. We can never get enough of inspiration. I never heard of someone saying, you know what, please, I don't want any more love from you until the next 15 years. I don't want any more inspiration from you until the next 30 years. We're always looking for inspiration. That's why we listen to motivational tapes. That's why we go to these conferences. That's why we are doing and looking in maybe the wrong places for love because we cannot get enough of love and inspiration. And when you have a show as such that I produce and come to do live every Sunday, and whenever it's listened to as a rebroadcast on Bashani Radio, that is something that people will gravitate to because they know that they're hungry for that. They know that they've had enough of all the hate, envy, and all the negativity during the week, and they just need that escape to come back into the original place of what God instilled in them when He originally created them. And that's why persons gravitate, and I believe that's why at the end of the day today there's 2.2 million listeners and growing that comes back to Love and Inspiration, which I really appreciate very, very much.
So from your bio, Mr. Love and Inspiration, I see that you are the visionary of the recently launched 2020 Love and Inspiration Wall Calendar, and you said it's created to spread love and inspiration into homes, businesses, and organizations. So it sounds to me like you're building a brand, a love and inspiration movement. Could you tell me some more about the calendar, what inspired the calendar, and also tell me about your vision for the love and inspiration movement?
The motivation behind the Love and Inspiration calendar was really because of the fact that I knew, you know, coming onto the radio and giving my listeners the very best and transforming lives was one element, was one platform. And with a Love and Inspiration calendar, it actually expanded that reach for the fact of having a calendar. Because when you think about a calendar, having a wall calendar in your house, that's something that you would always look to every day to see what date it is or mark on it. And if you have a calendar that is just not there, just showing pictures or whatever it may be, but you have something that brings happiness into your spirit, that brings joy, that brings love, that inspires you through the motivational or inspirational quotes that are original quotes from the individuals on the calendar, what else more would you want to ask for? And in that way, that actually creates the atmosphere to spread love and inspiration into your home or your office, wherever you may have that calendar. So I'm very thankful that that idea was birthed into my spirit as an expansion of the platform besides the show, and also building onto the brand of Love and Inspiration. And the ultimate goal is, and I'm already seeing that it's taken action, is that there is a movement that is taking place, which is the Love and Inspiration Global Movement. And it's not about me. I am the catalyst, of course, but it's not about me. It's about the whole aspect of persons being able to identify themselves in this global movement that, as we spoke about a while ago, with so much hate and envy and all of that around, that if that can be changed by persons being in such a movement, is like absolutely like wildfire. So you would see that there are more persons who are more understanding. There's more persons who are spreading love, sharing in love, and all of that. And that's why you have the calendar today. And I'm very thankful for that, and that being part of the Love and Inspiration Global Movement with Roy Cotton Jr.
Thank you so much for that brilliant explanation. And, you know, I just decided to take up the calendar in my hand. As I'm looking at this calendar, it says Love and Inspiration, transforming lives one heart at a time. And the picture of the young couple on the front of the calendar with St. Martin stamped on it. And it just looks so attractive and inviting. And then when I open it up and I see all the beautiful, you know, pictures as well as quotes, the motivational and inspiring quote, it just makes me desire to pick it up. And so how can persons, you know, purchase this beautiful calendar so that it can have it in their homes? And do you intend to do this every year, or is this just a one-time process that you were trying out and you liked it and so now that's it? They won't hear anything else from you? Tell us some more about that. Thank you.
I appreciate very much your compliment on the Love and Inspiration calendar. And before I do answer your question, I do want to take this opportunity to recognize and thank very much Mr. Gordon Winfield, who is the CEO of Copyright Center on St. Martin. And it's through him catching the vision of coming on board and really being there, supported from the beginning. Color Right Copy Center from Mr. Gordon Winfield on St. Martin. I do thank him for that opportunity because he made it become reality. I may have the idea, but of course, with him being a graphic designer and a printer, he made it all possible. And just coming back to what you asked me, you know, this is not just a one-off thing. It's not just, you know, I feel good and say, here's the Love and Inspiration calendar. But as I've mentioned before, it's a offshoot from the brand of Love and Inspiration. And it is a really great platform or tool or another inroad, if you want to call it, to really get into person's heart hearts and homes and spread that and be part of the global movement. And definitely, you can look forward to the 2021 Love and Inspiration Calendar, which is in production now. And for persons who are interested and who might still want a 2020 Love and Inspiration Calendar, because there's still somewhat a few left because they've gone really quickly, and do want to also pre-order the 2021 Love and Inspiration Calendar, you can connect with me quite simply on my WhatsApp number, which is international, and that is 1-721-522-2084. The area code, once again, is 1-721-522-2084. Or you can hit me up on Facebook and send me a message to Roy Cotton Jr. Or go to my Facebook group, which is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. I'm also on LinkedIn. You can send me a message on LinkedIn. You find me as Roy Cotton Jr. or Instagram, the same, or Twitter. And I'll be more than happy to connect with you and get that order in. And you will then have your Love and Inspiration Calendar delivered to your home.
Okay, so that is only $20 for the calendar. And I understand you're also going to do business and all of those types of things. So that's amazing. That's wonderful. I recognize also, Mr. Love and Inspiration, which I love to call you, that you are also a co-therapist with Marriage and Family Therapy Session, and that you also provide health coaching as a lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. I'd like you to tell us some more about that and what kind of impact are you having in that area?
Indeed, yes, we do some transformational work together. In terms of when it comes to premarital counseling or marriage counseling, very, very important. I always stress on the fact of how important it is that if you are planning to get married, because that is a very big step in your life, that you're going to be with that person for a very long time, that you do really need to take that time before very seriously. Because, you know, persons sometimes get together and recognize that maybe that was not really the person that they were supposed to be with, because there's certain things that, you know, does not really line up together. And I mean, we're all human and we're different, of course. It's very crucial, which we've recognized, is that there are very important areas you need to explore before you do tie that knot. And that is, for instance, having a conversation about how and what do I envision for a marriage? What do I envision for having children together? How are we going to look at specific areas in our marriage to deal with certain things? Those are very important questions that need to be asked before you get married. And moreover, when we do see couples in marriage therapy, it's not maybe sometimes for the fact that you think, oh, there's big problems or issues, but sometimes you do need that guidance. Sometimes you might be a bit stuck somewhere in your marriage and you do need someone who's unbiased and professional and neutral that will be there to mediate and help you along the way. And unfortunately, sometimes you do have that a marriage becomes really in a situation where it's almost on the brink of divorce, and you do have to intervene and really help that couple to salvage or save that marriage. So it's very, very important work that we do. And I really want to encourage persons out there, as I've said before numerous times, please do not suffer in silence. If you need the help, reach out. We're here for us to really work with you and help you to have a healthier marriage. Now, talking about opportunities, there is such wonderful stuff that we do in terms for couples, and there's marriage intensives that we have for couples to stay over a weekend at beautiful places, such as one of them here on St. Martin, a really beautiful villa in the outskirts of the island where you have lovely sunset, you're looking over the ocean. And during a weekend as such, you know, if you are stuck in coming across having the same arguments over and over, like some couples may argue over the same things their entire marriage, or you could use some tools and insight to help you move through conflict more easily and quickly, then, for example, these are the marriage intensive weekends that we can offer you. And if you're interested, of course, you can connect with me on the number again, 1-721-522-2084, and we can have a conversation. So those are some really important things that we do together. And as you mentioned, lifestyle prescription health coach, that is also something that I would want to just say that is very powerful, is that as a coach, I'm here to help you identify what are the six cause root symptoms that you be facing. And sometimes you may not recognize it, but the symptoms that you may feel has an originating aspect either in the organ, or it comes through stress or emotions or your belief system or your social life or your lifestyle. And as a lifestyle prescription coach, I take you through a consultation where I'm identifying basically where and what is triggering those symptoms. And then with the mind-body connection chart, we will then explore that. And instead of you being prescribed medication, you then prescribe a new lifestyle. So for instance, a lifestyle prescription may be based on what we identify, that you may need a vacation or you may need to stop eating certain foods. And in that way, we're able to help you live a healthier life as you ought to. So that's what I would like to say in that regard.
So I can imagine there are persons listening to you right now. They're saying to themselves, you know, I am struggling in my marriage. I'm struggling in my relationship. I have some issues, but I don't know if you can really help me. You know, they may be saying that. Do you have any testimonials at all of anyone that you have had success with in these sessions? Please share with us.
Thank you for asking that. And for the fact that persons may know that I do practice at Victorious Living. This is what one of the individuals from out of a couple's session stated. I want you to listen very carefully because this is very powerful. The sessions were well executed for the needs of us as a couple and as individuals. The techniques used were effective and quickly relieved us from our stress and self-defeating beliefs so that we may be open and present to love each other. Through these services, God has revealed himself to us again. I was wading in some rough waters, and with God, Dr. Cotton and Roy Cotton Jr., a still and safe place has unfolded for me and my husband. And I wanted to share that with you because these are the results that is so rewarding to know that a couple comes in one state and comes out in the other. And that's why I say to you always, if you are right now listening to my voice, are feeling challenged in your relationship, do not suffer. Really, I encourage you, connect with me on 1-721-522-2084. Or drop me an email on the following, that is rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to help your relationship be transformed.
So, Mr. Cotton, I understand that you're now moving, or you have moved into a new path in your life, and you are actually about to become a well-known author. And so I want to congratulate you on that, for stepping out and becoming an author. It is a great experience, and it is actually a wonderful feeling to be an author. So the name of the book I see is called Redesign Your 9-to-5. And so you are co-author in this very powerful book of business owners who provide ambitious stories of why they launched their businesses. So I'd like you to tell the listeners some more about this book. But before you tell them about the book, I'd like to know about the journey from being a civil servant to now being an entrepreneur. Tell us about that.
Thank you very much for the congratulations. I really appreciate it. Yes, definitely. I have crossed into a new realm, or whatever you want to call it, as becoming an author. And I'm really, really thankful for the opportunity to be one of the authors in this very beautiful book, Redesign Your 9-to-5. As you stated, a book that is shared with 49 other successful entrepreneurs who share their stories on how they redesigned their lives to where they are today successfully. And it's really a pleasure for me to be able to share my story. As you stated, how was that experience for me? Well, I'll be honest with you. I really would like to say over the years, it has been a great pleasure for me serving my country, St. Martin, in a capacity of a civil servant within the Ministry of Justice for 8 years from 2011. And to taking that date in 2019, when I took that step, I really have to say thank God for the years. I served in the Ministry of Justice, firstly in child protection, and then also at the St. Martin Justice Academy, where I function as a personal development coach and counselor in terms of training the cadets as police, customs, immigration, and alike. And from there on, I was transferred over to the Miss Laddie Youth Detention Center, where I did transformational work with young boys from ages 12 to 18. Definitely, as I've said it before, I'm always about serving. And how it came about for me to take that transition into what I did is because over the years of dedication, a time came when, you know, you feel within yourself that God is moving you to a higher heights. And in terms of that, certain things become uncomfortable, and then you know that it's time to move on. But in the same reason of that, I have to say that when you give your heart somewhere, you know at the end of the day, you have given your best and transformation has been left behind. But also at the same time, life also throws you lemons And one of them was the experience in the end where, as you can imagine, from one day to the next, you're told, do not return back to the workplace. And you're asking yourself why, when you're doing great work, and go and inquire. You seek to have audience with those in leadership in the civil service arena where you work in the government. But of course, at the end of the day, that is not forthcoming. But you recognize if that was not forthcoming, there's also still got to be a reason of why. And I just graveled with that for a while and thought to myself, this seems like there's no justice. But God is always on your side. And when God is your partner in everything that you do, you will always be successful. And I remember even in that aspect, I stated to a colleague that before the age of 50, and I'm not even 50 as yet, that I would take that big step and be able to retire and move into doing what I do best. And so is the case. On October 31st, 2019, after serving for 8 years in government, I took that bold step and I decided that I was going to redesign my 9-to-5. And I went and I handed in my resignation letter. And from that day forth, that was my celebration, my Independence Day. And God has been good to me. It is now almost 9 months that I am now functioning as a full entrepreneur, a professional personal and development coach, lifestyle prescription health coach. And I'm thankful for that, that every day I can wake up and do what I love. And that's what I want to leave with you as we talk about this powerful book, Redesign Your 9-to-5. You can always, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, redesign your life to greatness. All you've got to do is really invite God to be your partner. And when you invite God to be your partner, you'll be successful in everything. And when you dedicate yourself to showing up, to give your full self 100% in service, you will definitely absolutely experience the fruits of that. So wherever you are under the sound of my voice, I want to encourage you that you have got the opportunity anytime. And I will tell you the truth, it has not been easy now and again. But to the mere fact, if I was to look at a comparison between it being a challenge and it being really great fun, I would say me great fun, because now I can do what I love. And this is one of them, being an author now, sharing stage with 49 other successful entrepreneurs. So my words to you, wherever you are right now, is that you can redesign your life to greatness. And I hope that you are empowered wherever you are, no matter whatever the challenges are in life. You know that God is with you. And once you invite him to be your partner, you can weather the storms, whatever you go through, because I'm a living example to you today. And I hope that you can really appreciate these words to help you along your way.
That's really inspirational and powerful, Mr. Cotton. I'm sure that your listeners were sitting on the edge of their seats and soaking in all that you said, especially those who know that deep in their heart, there is more for them, and they are being, enslaved in their workplace. They're feeling unfulfilled and they know that there is more. And so I hope that as you listen to Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., as he shared his experience, that you would have taken away that you can do it also. You can redesign your 9-to-5 to a place where you are manifesting the fullness of your greatness. So Mr. Cotton, how can they get a hold of this very powerful book? And what are the final words that you would have to share with your audience so that they can go forth into their greatness?
Yes, this definitely indeed, I'm super excited. If persons do want to get a copy of the book, Redesign Your 9-to-5, you can definitely pre-order, because right now that is possible. You can connect with me, of course, on my WhatsApp number directly. That's 1-721-522-2084. That's 1-721-522-2084. You can drop me an email on the following, rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. That's rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Roy Cotton Junior, that is, and definitely I will give you the details and we can get talking there for pre-ordering your copy of the book. As far as I know, it will be on some of the major platforms as Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so I'm very elated about that. And just to let you know, the stage that I'm sharing with other authors in the book is, of course, Bridget McCowan. She is an award-winning international professional speaker and certified virtual presenter, and she is really the brainchild behind Redesign Your 9-to-5. So I'm really thankful to Bridget. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And another gentleman that you may know who's been on my show before, and we're very good friends of each other. I'm talking about Dr. Will Moreland. That's Dr. Will Moreland. And he is known as America's number one leadership speaker, and definitely a transformational speaker he is. He devotes his time in training others in terms of speaking King. He's an author, consultant, and of course, right now he resides on the beautiful island of St. Martin. So I'm happy to share stage with Dr. Will Molin, Bridget McCohen, and many other authors in Redesign Your 9-to-5. And I would like to leave you, ladies and gentlemen, with a very powerful, and I really know you're going to take note of this, a very powerful question that you need to ask yourself. And this is by Mary Morrissey, and she's also well known as a powerful and internationally well-known motivational speaker and transformation specialist. And the question is, I'll leave with you is, what action steps will you take today to march forth toward your dream? What action steps will you take today to march forth toward your dream? Ladies and gentlemen, you have the opportunity to redesign your life to greatness. It's a pleasure that I'm here for you on Love and Inspiration. I thank you.
Indeed, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr. of Love and Inspiration. That was a very powerful interview. And it has been my pleasure as Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton to interview you on your own show. And I'm sure that your listeners who love you so much and are inspired by your work, that they got a further insight into who you are and that your numbers will continue to climb. So as I turn the program back over to you, I just want to say, may the Lord continue to bless you. May He continue to inspire you so that you're an inspiration to many, many more. And may you continue to transform the lives of millions of persons around the world. And may you get many, many books sold, many, many calendars sold, and may your other books come on stream, because I'm sure you have lots of books on the inside of you. So with that, this has been Dr. Ernemay Francis Cotton, your interviewer today of Mr. Love and Inspiration himself. And I hope that you enjoyed this very wonderful and powerful interview with your host, Roy Cotton Jr.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.